Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today on this Thursday. And a special program, always special when you're on with me, Dr. Sherry Keffer. How are you doing?
I'm doing great and honored to be here today.
And the person you're honored to be with is the person you introduced me to, Dr. Daniel Amen. Hey, Dr. Amen, thank you for joining us again here on New Life Live.
Well, what a joy for me, Steve. I love talking to you, your listeners, and just being able to share the work I do.
It's so funny. Before I go on with you guys, yeah, I can hardly sleep the night before. I was just telling someone today that I saw when I walked in. I go, I'm so excited. I'm almost nervous. And she goes, why? And I go, it's just, it's good shows, good information, great material for our listeners, and with two people I love. So,
well, we love you back.
Yeah.
Well, and exactly. And, you know, when somebody like you, Dr. Amen, has spent a lifetime studying one thing, the brain, I mean, either you're really good or you have really fooled a lot of people. And so I have been under your care, and I have seen the results. And if I hadn't seen them, then, of course, I wouldn't want to be part of anything that you do. But I love what you do, because if a person can take a risk, maybe start taking some supplements they never thought they needed, take a medication if they need that, exercise in a way they haven't before, eat in a different way. So many things are so different. And maybe, folks, you're really looking at no big diagnosis, but you've got this negativity, and you know it. Or there's this underlying anxiety. You just know it's kind of underneath there, or the bitterness is there. All of this helps that stress, trauma, everything we're going to talk about, because it comes from this book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last. Now, when he was on before, we talked about a lot of different things, and you people really responded, and I'm so thrilled about that. But right now, I want to talk about just a part of this, because I think one of the things that happens when we have Christian character, we go from thinking not just about what's best for me, but we think of those who will come after me. And there's a part in here about epigenetics, and it's all about those who come after me, generation after generation. Touch on that for a little bit for our folks.
Well, so when I was in medical school at Oral Roberts University, we studied genetics, and it was basically you're stuck with the genes you have. And then about 10 years later, scientists started saying, nope, that's not how it is. That it's really more about epigenetics, which means your habits, your environment, your stresses turn on or off certain genes, making illness more or less likely, not only in you, but in your babies and your grandbabies. So when a little girl was born, so when Sherry was born with all of the eggs she'll ever have, and throughout her life, her habits are turning on or off those genes, making illness more or less likely in her, but also in generations of her. Just think about how serious that
is. Wow, and what a powerful thing our choice is, right? We can choose to put that switch up or down based on what we're doing.
And if we don't take care of our anxiety as teenagers, we can actually transmit it to the next generation.
All right.
That's
this is
profound.
I'm going to tell you, when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little story, personal story about this. I'm an epigenetics fan, and I'll tell you about that. But hang on. You're listening to New Life Live. If you want this book, Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Our guest, Dr. Daniel Amen. Really thrilled to have you, Doctor.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, March 1st through the 3rd. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Not too late to sign up for our trip to Israel. Oh my goodness, it is going to be one amazing trip. You could still sign up and go with us. There's a side trip to Rome if you want to do that. But I'm telling you, if you've never been on a New Life journey, they're pretty exciting and wonderful and fun to be part of. Now, I just asked Dr. Amen about epigenetics. Now, most of you know I used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do today. I was essentially carrying a little third grader around with me. The only French word I knew was buffet. And I loved to eat. I was from West Texas. My father had four brothers. And when they were all standing around in a room, it looked like an appliance store. These big, huge, giant, white-looking people. Everybody was large, except for Uncle Leonard. Uncle Leonard wasn't, but he was an alcoholic. But anyway, and he recovered. But I'm telling you, I inherited all that stuff. Then I made a decision, and I've kept the 60 pounds off for a very long time. Now, my two genetic kids, Solomon and Amelia, they are lean, and they are... I just can't even believe it. And here's another thing. I think their anxiety level is so low, sometimes they forget to eat. I just can't imagine anybody forgetting to eat. It was such a big part of growing up for me. But I really do believe they do not have the same fat gene, quote unquote, that I had. I think by what I did and what their mother did, because she's the most healthy person ever, I think we turned that gene off.
So they may have the gene, but because of your behavior, you switched it off.
Right.
And how exciting is that to know that your behavior is just not about you? It's about generations of you, and there's nothing in life you love more than your babies and your grandbabies.
No. Totally.
And we are powerful for good or for trouble.
Yeah. And I love epigenetics because it is doing what Scripture says. It is literally changing things to generation after generation after generation. You can do that. Now, I'm going to go to the phones because that's what we're here for. And so let's go to, how about we talk right here with Mary from New York, New York. She listens on Sirius XM. We're glad she does. Hi, Mary. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I love your show. And,
thank you.
Hi, Dr. Amen.
Hi, Mary.
I just want to touch on a few things. A year ago, December, I was rear-ended on the Gothels Bridge by a truck. I had a concussion. Then right after, it was a four-month crazy period of then getting bronchitis, pneumonia. The doctor that I had put me on so many antibiotics that my white blood cell count went way down. I ended up in the hospital. Then come this year, I had a cold. I went to the same doctor, and he put me on Levaquin. and I started getting muscle pain, joint pain, and brain fog, which is currently the condition now. I started Googling Levaquin, and there's 2,000 lawsuits against it. So needless to say, I'm pretty upset.
What's the question for Dr. Amen today?
All right. Well, I just want to add, I'm on Zoloft, and I see that the Levaquin has a negative effect on NSAIDs. So my question is, what can I do to get out of these the side effects? I want healthy joints and muscle, and I don't want this brain fog any longer.
Okay.
So
what do you think,
the concussion's probably really important to the brain fog. Your immune system has been weakened for whatever reason. And, you know, the antibiotics, which sometimes you have to take, but over time they really tear up gut health because you have 100 trillion healthy bugs in your gut, and antibiotics, taking those are like setting a forest fire in those gut bugs. So I would focus, and I talk about this in Feel Better Fast and Make It Last, I would focus on fixing, optimizing your gut health, and then making sure you repair any damage left over from the concussion. I have a clinic in Manhattan. It's on 40th between 5th and Madison. And I would really take an integrative medicine approach to optimizing your gut and then boosting your immune system, knowing what your vitamin D level is and optimizing that. I'm famous for whenever it's flu season, not getting it, mostly because I take care of my gut and I know my vitamin D level, which is really high.
Mm. Okay, here's a question. And so I'm going to send this book to you, and I hope that that's going to help you also with this. But if you suffer a brain injury today, you have a concussion, what's the best thing a person can do to minimize the damage of the concussion?
So don't get another one. Be really careful, because when you get a concussion, it makes you less balanced, and then people are more likely to get a second one.
And then what happens with the second one?
So it just makes everything worse. Mm-hmm. Immediately, omega-3 fatty acids, you should take high-quality fish oil. Immediately, we've seen that can be really helpful. Get rid of sugar. There's this fascinating study from UCLA. They gave rats a head injury. One group, they gave a really healthy diet. The other one, the really healthy diet, with fructose, which is fruit sugar. 3 weeks later, the healthy diet people, rats, had recovered from their head injury. The sugar group completely were still confused and unable to learn.
That's crazy.
And our diets are terrible, and they're filled with sugar. So vegetables and high-quality protein, healthy fat, is just one of the most important things you can do. And the program in Feel Better Fast, actually used with our NFL players, 80% of them show improvement in as little as 2 months.
And think about how many concussions those guys have had, right?
Thousands.
So for you to show 83% improvement, that's big. And that's encouraging in light of that last call, right?
Well, I am especially sensitive to this, because we have friends, they didn't know their son had the first concussion, or they would have protected him. But he had it. And then he had the second concussion, and then now he's functioning at about a junior high level for the rest of his life. It caused severe, irreparable brain damage. And so I really hope that people will take care of themselves whenever they have a serious
Well, and you don't want to think about irreparable. I mean, yes, sometimes that's true, but so often you can repair it, but you always have to be thinking about putting your brain in a healing environment. So that's where things like hyperbaric oxygen can help, where supplements can help, even medication, can help along with the right diet. And another fascinating thing, I had a girl yesterday I was treating. She, after a concussion, people often develop something called the Erlen syndrome, I-R-L-E-N, where they become light sensitive. They have headaches. They're anxious. They're irritable. They just have too much noise in their head because the head injury damaged some of the visual circuits. And wearing colored filtered lenses turns off the noise. They actually, their depth perception, and you know these people, if you go to the mall, you know, and I see an escalator, well, I just walk on the escalator. These people can't do that because their depth perception is a little off. So they stand at the bottom of the escalator, and with a lot of anxiety, they get on. So if you are one of those people or you know one of those people, go to Erlen, I-R-L-E-N.com. Radically change your life. This girl, she actually never saw her mother's whole face. When she put on the glasses, she saw her whole face for the first time, which you can imagine how emotional that would be. And who knows? Like, no, I didn't learn anything about it. And when I first learned about the Erlen syndrome, I go, oh, that's just a bunch of nonsense because they didn't teach me that in school. And then I realized, oh, you are a narrow-minded person. You need to open your mind and just pay attention. And literally, I think I've diagnosed 1,000 people with the Erlen syndrome. And just the colored filtered lenses. I have NHL hockey players who tint their masks a certain color, and they're better players, and they don't have headaches anymore.
Well, I tell you, the next time I get out there and play hockey, I am tinting. I'm going to see how that does for me. All right. Which, yeah, I need all the help I can get.
But
right,
you know what? I just wanted to make a quick statement. You make a good point. I think when you said, it might have been on another show we did together, that sometimes people get a medication and that's the only choice. One thing, and that doesn't work. They kind of stop and feel like there's nothing I can do to heal myself. But that's not true.
While they're drinking and eating sugar.
Yeah.
So they get a medication because they're like, okay, I have a brain issue. But then they don't put the brain in a healing environment. And they go, well, this medication's not working.
Sure.
And I want to put people's brains in a healing environment first. And if that doesn't work, then we'll add the medication. But it's just so much more likely to work if the brain is getting the nutrition and the nutrients it needs.
And, you know, just to keep this in the forefront of your mind, which I try to all the time, sugar is my enemy. It's not my friend. I might like the way it tastes. It's not my friend. It's the enemy of my brain. Let's go to Marcia, Washington, D.C. WAVA is the great station she listens to. Marcia, you're on Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Daniel Amen. How you doing?
I'm fine. How is everyone doing?
I can't speak for everyone, but I try to. Anyway.
We like your chill. We like your chillness.
I have a 15-year-old. He will be 16 this year. And y'all have described him with the disorganization, lack of focus. I hear it every year from somebody's teacher. You know, whatever teacher it is, I have a teacher stating he forgets his homework. He forgets to do this. And I had him on he was diagnosed with ADHD, and he was taking Adderall, which he is not taking anymore. He said, mine doesn't work. He was taking like 10 milligrams of that. And it got to the point where mom is not working. It used to work when he was probably 11, 10 years old.
Okay. But so what's the question for us today then?
The question is, he's very forgetful. I'm trying to kind of prepare him as he gets older. Some of the things that he may more likely miss because he's not focusing, and he'll like, well, mom, I forget everything. I forget things that you can tell me today, I forget tomorrow. You know, I'm trying to kind of help him along the way to adulthood as to why these things are happening. And
yeah, I bet this is making you.
And it'd be wonderful to get a brain scan for him just to see this is what's happening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have a clinic not too far from you in Reston, Virginia. But it must be making you anxious that if he's nearly 16 and he's not being able to manage his life, it really escalates anxiety in parents. Now, don't tell him this, but this is what I tell my parents of ADD kids. Typically, no offense, Steve, they are 3 to 5 years behind emotionally their chronological age. And so don't ever tell him that, but at 15, he's sort of more like 11. And when he's 18, he's going to be sort of more like 13 or 14. So that means you don't throw them out of the house when they're 18 because you're irritated with them. And you just need to supervise them longer. They don't get their driver's license until emotionally they're 17 or 18. My ADD daughter, Caitlin, didn't get her license till she was 18. And I'm like, there's no way I'm going to let you kill yourself or kill somebody with a big vehicle.
Right.
And so you just know you need to supervise them a little longer. If you can bring him to the Reston clinic, that would be great. But, you know, put his brain in a healing environment and see what type of ADD he has. Because, you know, may have stopped working because he didn't have the right medication.
And maybe when we come back, Dr. Amen, could you just share for a moment, because I know I've heard this before, some folks when they go on ADD, like the brain, does the brain get used to it? And so that's why it doesn't work anymore. And so if you can talk about that briefly, because I bet you some folks are wondering about that. And just as a little plug for Caitlin, she just had a new baby. So I want to let you know, even these
she's
kids
the best with mom.
ADD, they have
she is
great
the best
lives.
Mom.
We'll be back right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And, of course, Dr. Amen just said that anyone with attention deficit disorder, it'd be great if they didn't start driving when they could. Imagine me in Texas at the time. I got my driver's license at age 14 because you could get it early because they wanted farming kids to be able to drive the crops into town. That is different today. But I'll tell you, I'm fortunate to be alive. I think my parents would say that too. We want you to have the best brain possible. If you want this book, it is really fascinating. You'll love it. It's thick and it's good. And You know, one of the things in here, he's got these little charts. He's got really good ideas at the end of each chapter to implement, and they'll help you. They're little tiny habits. There are 9 or 10 or 5 strategies at the end that'll help you. Really practical. Feel better fast and make it last. And it's a Tyndale publication. That's my publisher. And you can get it by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Also, I must remind you that if you give a gift of any amount, well, we're going to send you this amazing recording that Dr. Dave Stoop did. And it's a wonderful, wonderful recording about all about the 4 steps that can help you build on each other to create change. There are 4 steps to take. Dr. Stoop lays them out on change. And he actually did this with Mylan. It's a powerful, it's our way of saying thanks to you for your gift to New Life. Now, let's go back. Well, you want to just finish with this, with Marcia, about the issue of Adderall, brain development. We just left off with her about not expecting too much. Anything else we want to add to that, about being realistic about what to expect with a child with ADD?
So one thing that I think will really help him is we have a high school course, and you can take it for free. It's called Brain Thrive by 25. It's 12 hours, and I teach it with 5 teenagers and young adults, and it's about how to fall in love with your brain and then how to care for it. And for people who finish the course, they can pay a little bit of extra money and get 3 college units of credit from Corbin University in Oregon.
Nice. And it's a nice little reward.
Because it's so important. You know, I think about Paul Simon's song, Kodachrome. When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. This is so practical on how to fall in love and take care of your brain. There's actually a little section on depression and ADHD and eating disorders and how to protect your brain so that you can have the best life possible.
Well, I think the big message here, too, is don't do nothing. Don't just think you have to live with whatever it is. There are things that can be done, and that's what I would encourage people to do. Find out. Do the research, and it can start right here with Dr. Amen. I'll send you a copy of this book. I think you're going to love it. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want the book for yourself, 1-800-NEWLIFE. That is the phone number to call. And now let's go to Julie, Champaign, Illinois. How you doing, Julie? You are listening online and you're on with Dr. Amen.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have gone through, it seems the years keep getting longer and longer, but I've had a lot of deaths and marriage trouble and a lot of crises, and I think I'm moving forward and then I'm not. I'm full of anger and bitterness. And I need help setting boundaries.
What's the source of the anger and bitterness?
Around people.
What's the source of the anger and bitterness that you have?
Most of it stems from when my husband was having his midlife crisis, and I'm thankful it wasn't a woman, but he moved to Texas against my wishes. I just lost my dad a couple years before. I had open heart surgery, and my mom was failing. She struggled with mental illness. Okay. I was actually in a school program, a real intense program. And
What's the question for Dr. Heyman then? What were you hoping would happen when you called?
Pardon?
What were you hoping would happen when you called? What's the question for Dr. Heyman?
I guess how to move forward.
Okay. So you're the one I wrote the book for.
Is it okay?
When life overwhelms you, what are the things you can do to get your brain right, get your mind right, get your attachments right so that the suffering goes down? What are the things you can do starting today? And in the book, I talk about my work with a group at Stanford at the Persuasive Tech Lab on how people change. And, you know, some people have epiphanies and they just like change, like they see their scan and they're like, oh my God, that's terrible. I have to do better. But most people, mm-hmm. they put these little tiny habits in their life. And, you know, one thing that could help you is I begin to start every day now with today is going to be a great day. And that way my mind begins to find why it's going to be good rather than what yours is doing now. It's torturing you and finding why it's mm-hmm. going to be bad. And at the end of the day, you write down, well, what went well today? But, you know, there's so many things that we can talk about with you, but it's these little tiny habits to begin to change the trajectory of your life.
Couldn't agree more. When we talk about weight loss, there are a lot of big things you can do, and you never do them. But when you start to make some little steps that could be maintained for a lifetime, you change it for a lifetime. Same way with the way we think, feel, function. Transformation begins with truth and changing the way that you think. We'll be back right after this with Dr. Amen.
Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
And we're going
to
go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I'll just mention that Every Man's Battle starts tomorrow in San Jose. You could join us there. And then next week, Intimacy and Marriage. I'll be there with Mylon Kay in Orange County. Hope that you could join us for that. Sherry, you wanted to finish up here with Julie. Final comment for her.
Yeah. Hey, Julie. Well, you know, when you mentioned you had open heart surgery and I was hearing Dr. Amen talk, I thought, you know what? She's had open brain surgery, too. And in essence of your brain is hurting from all the losses that you've had. And I would love you to stay on the line here because we'd like to hook you into someone in your area. We may have a grief group in your area.
Yeah.
With that many losses and that many layers of pain, the brain gets impacted and it can be depressed.
You know, I must have missed the open heart surgery because
there's
a high incidence of depression that happens because of the oxygen debt. So the lack of oxygen really can hurt the brain.
Totally.
And so being on a brain rehab program might help her get control of her cognitive function so she can deal with all these emotional stresses.
Mm-hmm. Big stuff.
A lot of people, you just kind of take it for granted that the surgery is going to be fine, but you don't realize that the hangover effect of the anesthesia, it sometimes can be quite severe. Well, let's go to John. We were trying to go to John on a previous program, and now we have John back. John, how you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely. How you doing, and how can we help you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Early in January, right after the New Year's holiday, I was had an episode called Transient Global Amnesia. I got up in the morning, my wife went to work, I had my grandkids were at the house, we were going to go have pancakes, and I was, got up, you know, got dressed, was getting ready to go, and all of a sudden I was like, I was gone, I wasn't there. And my son, who was with us at the time, recognized that something's wrong with Dad, and we got to go to the hospital, and me to the hospital emergency room, and they took me right in, and they did a bunch of lab work, and they did a CT scan and an MRI, and pretty soon John came back to life again. You know, John was back, but it was very strange, and I haven't really had a chance to talk with my doctor. I won't see him until next month. Managed care, of course. But yet, you know, he's written back to me and said, I've talked to the neuro, I've seen your CT and your MRI scan. There was nothing showing there, but you didn't have a stroke. But I mean, it was pretty scary and
I would think so.
Pretty freaky.
Yeah.
So
what do you think, Dr.
Amon's, you know, thought on what causes that? What do you think I should do?
So the first thing I heard was pancakes, and I'm like, so that's not putting your brain in a healing environment. But, you know, the other thing I thought about, probably it was a TIA, a transient ischemic attack, where there was a lack of oxygen to your hippocampus that's on the inside of your temporal lobes. It's your major memory structure in the brain, and somehow that got stunned or hurt. And, you know, thank goodness that it didn't permanently damage it, so they didn't see it on MRI or CT. But odds are it's telling you that your brain is in a vulnerable state. And you need to be thinking about the health of your brain. And what are the other things that are making you vulnerable? What's your blood pressure, your blood sugar, and so on? So I would assess. So, you know, the short answer on how do you keep your brain healthy or prevent trouble if you're headed to the dark place, and that's a symptom that you're headed to the dark place, is you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind and feel better fast. In my book, Memory Rescue, I talk about those. So I would take it as a wake-up call that there are vulnerabilities that are showing up that you need to get on top of so it doesn't happen again.
What do you think, John?
Well, I mean, that's great advice. I know that my blood pressure was pretty well controlled. My blood sugar was okay at that point. But again, like I said, it happened, and I wasn't there. And then gradually, shortly after that, I started coming back. But there was time that I actually, I lost. I didn't, nothing really made sense to me as to what happened to me.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, John?
What's that?
John, how old are you?
65.
Okay. So I think if it was me, I would go, okay, this is showing me I may be headed for trouble. What are the things I can do to prevent that?
I like your idea of the going through the 11 points in your book, Feel Better Fast, because it's like a very easy inventory for any one of us to go and look at. You write so simply and make it so easy to understand. And I think for you, John, to go through and just start doing a checklist of what to do, and that can actually help keep us out of fear of it going back, right? If we just sit and do nothing, we can stay in the fear of how that felt, because that would have been scary. Any of us can, we're all sitting here listening to you going, oh, I don't ever want that to happen to me or anybody I love, right? But going over those 11 things today, taking an active step to start doing what's best for your brain can change that going forward.
Mm-hmm. Very scary. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to be sure you get a copy of the book, John. But I think one of the things you're saying, Dr. Amen, here, maybe you're not, but I'm saying it, is when we are fortunate, when something happens, and we're fortunate that it wasn't worse than it was, let's reframe what we're fortunate for. We're fortunate that now we have a chance to look at what happened versus permanent damage. We can look at it and make some changes and respond to it versus just walk away thinking, boy, that's great. I'm glad that didn't turn out any worse. I like your thing of saying your brain telling you there's a problem here. Let's get on top of it.
Well, Stephen, it makes me think of your story, because even though you didn't go dark like John did, a couple years ago, you were not in a good place and you were scared. But it shows over these last 2 years what you've done and how much you've changed and how more productive you are. And you have a better brain. You just looked at it and it's way better. So,
well, I'm so grateful that I did, and grateful to Dr. Amen, and why we're always glad to have him here. But even if you never get a scan, there are things that you can do. You can get this book. It'll tell you how to do it. But boy, it sure is great to see the picture and to know what's going on. Let's go to Kay, Winchester, Virginia, WAVA. Hi, Kay.
Hi, can you hear me?
Sure.
I just wondered, I probably had undiagnosed sleep apnea for 2, maybe 3 decades. I'm on a sleep apnea machine now. How long will it take for my brain to get healthy?
What do you think, Dr. Amen? How significant is that?
Well, that was one of the big issues for you, remember?
It sure was.
With sleep apnea, and you actually had been diagnosed, but you hadn't, like so many men, you went, oh, this is sort of an emergency. I have to take this seriously. And when you did, you started feeling better almost immediately. Yeah. So getting that taken care of is urgent, and you will start feeling better nearly right away.
Yeah, it is amazing, a day after good oxygen intake. And I'll tell you this, I just got a new CPAP machine, and the difference in the way I feel from it is pretty incredible, because it's a better machine. So you have to look at the performance of the one that you have.
Going to make one comment. When I was going through training at Amen Clinics with you, Dr. Amen, and you were showing brains back then, I remember seeing a brain. You just showed a picture of one that wasn't getting enough oxygen when you slept, and I actually thought it was a meth brain. I thought it was a drug brain because it looked the same, but it wasn't because there was toxins. It's because it wasn't getting enough oxygen.
So important.
That sleep apnea machine, I want you to think about it. It's like putting lungs in your brain. It's like, oh, thank you. You've just given me the oxygen I've been waiting for, right? And so it's really important.
Really, really, really important.
We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Final segment here with Dr. Amen. If you're on the line, we'll do another program after this, so you hang on. We want to get to your call. The book is Feel Better Fast, Make It Last by Dr. Daniel Amen. So much information. Just the bibliography on all of the research that's documented is more documentation than I think I've got on 100 books. So it is thorough, it is accurate, and you can do it. It's easy to implement, and you feel better fast. We'll be back.
She said, we need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And the book, Feel Better Fast, Make It Last, it even has a whole section on attachments. And as all of you know, we really like to deal with that. We believe in looking at that. And I really believe the focus there and the focus on love makes a complete, wonderful, life-changing program. It's not just about behavior and habits and a better chemistry or functioning brain. It's about a better life all the way around. And if you know anything about the Bible, it kind of says it's all about love. Most important thing is love God. And then Jesus says, second most important thing, but equal, love your neighbor as yourself. Well, you have to love yourself, and then you love your neighbor. I'm going to go to one final call. If you're on the line, you can hold on because we'll get to your call in the next program here. But let's talk with Lorraine from Gaithersburg, Maryland. WAVA is the station. Lorraine, I don't have a lot of time, but I did want to get to your call before we finish the program. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I've learned a lot just listening to the other callers, but my question is, for years I've suffered from depression, undiagnosed, ADD, I'm not sure. But one of the things that I struggle with is focus, distraction, and I have a tendency toward hoarding and letting things pile up. And then I, you know, it's just a cycle of depression related to that. And I'm wondering, is that related to my brain, the hoarding, and what can I do?
Okay.
So the answer is yes. It's absolutely related to your brain. And, you know, hoarders actually are classified under obsessive compulsive disorder in our diagnostic manual. But I have seen it actually, their brains look way more like they have ADD.
And
because they can't organize themselves, they ended up not putting things away. They put them in piles, and then they don't want to forget anything, so they keep it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes their whole cars will be filled with trash. Sometimes their whole houses can be filled with trash. And when I see their scans, overall, generally low blood flow. And so getting your ADD assessed, treated, your brain optimized. And I actually used to live in Gaithersburg, Maryland, when I was a resident at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C., 31 Napa Valley Road. I remember that. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
And so you're not that far from our Reston Clinic. And I'd absolutely look at your brain and then go, well, how can I have a better brain? Because if I have a better brain, my house is better, right? So not only are your relationships better and your money is better and your work is better, but your house is better because you're able to throw stuff out and organize it. And my rule is, if you haven't seen it in a year, lose it. You know, just get rid of it.
Yeah.
So good. Really helpful. And it is so often a very small thing that creates the big problem. You fix that little small thing there, like the brain, and some other things start to fall in place. Well, here's the thing I know. Life makes sense. And if there's something that's not right, there is most likely a solution for it. But you just must never stop looking for that solution. And one of the things that we love about having Dr. Amen on is that his books are so practical and nothing more easy to apply than this one. Feel Better Fast, Make It Last. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I'm telling you, this is about as comprehensive a program for your brain and your soul and your heart and the relationships that are counting on you to stay around and be in good shape. And so I can't encourage you more to take a look or order Feel Better Fast and Make It Last at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Before I give Dr. Amen a final word here, I want to mention to you that we have Every Man's Battle tomorrow in San Jose. And if you want to do the best thing you can do for your brain, guys, if you are struggling with pornography, a lot of things start to fall in place when you take care of that one specific problem. And many times, there is some problem that's leading you to do the one thing you said you would never do, but you're doing it. And we can help you with that. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I think it's not too late to join us for the Israel trip. We would love to have you there March the 16th, Marriage Intensive, February the 15th, Restore on March the 1st, and then our second, Finding Freedom, is on May the 3rd. Now, we can't do this without your help. We spend most of our expense goes to putting this program on the air because we love reaching people. Maybe they can't afford a therapist, a counselor. Maybe this is it. This is all you'll ever get. But we can't do it without you. And if you could help us, we would be glad to send you a wonderful thank you. It's a brand new teaching, 4 different videos. We'll send that to you, our way of saying thank you. And of course, when you join Club New Life, we send you these wonderful programs by Mylon and Kay Yurkovich on how to talk to your kids about sex, how to parent those adult kids, 12 questions that could change every relationship, and how does anger affect the love styles that we're in? Because it changes everything, destroys them is what it does. And all that's just our way of saying thank you. You get access to over 300 videos that we've all done just for you. Nobody gets it unless you're a member of Club New Life. What is it? It's just our way of saying thank you for supporting New Life. And when you support us, and then you hear about these dramatic transformations, you get to say to yourself, you know what, I was part of that. I helped them. And you really are a huge part of it. Well, Dr. Amen, why don't you close us out with a couple of words of encouragement for somebody that's really struggling, don't know what to do, maybe they're afraid that somebody's going to tell them something horrible. Encourage them to get the help that they need, please.
Well, you know, the most exciting thing I've seen from looking at 150,000 scans over the last 30 years is you're not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better. And Sherry and I have seen that with a better brain always comes a better life. And that's the first step. So commit your life to Christ. because that support is infinite, but you also, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit that was given to you by God, and your brain is the inner sanctum. And so taking care of that just helps everything be better.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, life is very much like dancing with a gorilla. You're not done until the gorilla is done. And we want you to be able to continue to dance, no matter how tough that partner is, no matter how difficult it is. And, you know, Dr. Amen is right. You want to take care of the eternal aspect of life and accept Christ and join God in heaven and all of us that have also accepted Christ. But then you want to live like him. And he was so smart and practical. And look at how God has created us to come up with and to discover amazing things that we never knew that we would discover that could impact us. Just to know that not all food is the same. Not all supplements are the same. Not all exercise and can be helpful. There are different ways to do it. And it's all right here in this book. Feel Better Fast. Make It Last. Get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you need help with a counselor or anything, we want to help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You call us. If you're on the line, hold on. We'll do another program right after this. You're listening to New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.